Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives now has the budget mega bill that narrowly passed the Senate on Tuesday. Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident it will pass and soon be on President Trump's desk. Brian Kohberger expected in court today to change his not guilty plea to guilty in the murder of four University of Idaho students in 2022. ABC legal analyst Shanna Lloyd says he is expected to get four life sentences without the possibility of parole.
The prosecution and the defendant are going to agree to the terms. Once this agreement is reached, it still has to be submitted to the judge, and the judge must approve it. If the judge does not find that it's satisfactory, he can reject the plea deal. And so that's what this hearing is for.
Back at it today in New York, the jury in hip-hop mogul Sean Combs' trial. Jurors telling the judge they have decided on four of the five counts. Lululemon is suing Costco, alleging the company is producing nearly identical clothing products and selling them for a fraction of the price. This is ABC News. Fireworks, an inescapable part of the 4th of July. And not to be a downer, but ABC News medical correspondent ER Dr. Darian Sutton does have a warning about them, especially the backyard kind.
Unfortunately, I've been in the situation handling these patients after they've had these traumatic accidents. We're not just talking about burn wounds. We're also talking about, unfortunately, amputations of fingers, of a whole hand, and burn injuries to the eyes.
Firefighters in Northern California containing a fireworks factory explosion overnight, says ABC's Rihanna. An alley.
The plume of smoke rising about 15,000 feet. It was visible for miles around the facility in Esparto, California. The flames spread to nearby fields, burning about 80 acres. A 1 mile evacuation zone was in effect there, but we are told that fire is now contained, and there's no immediate word of any injury.
And now for a little good news on the 4th for the 70 million of you. AAA says we'll be hitting the roads for the holiday. Gas prices the lowest they've been since 2021. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With high temperatures forecasted this week, it is very important to remember some tips if you're going to be out in the heat. These include staying hydrated, avoiding sugary, caffeinated, or alcoholic drinks, staying cool, wearing lightweight, loose-fitting clothes in light colors, protecting yourself from the sun by wearing a hat with a wide brim, sunglasses, and sunscreen. Taking cool showers or baths. You can also use a wet cloth, spray water on your skin, or wear damp clothing. Limiting outdoor activities to when it's cooler, such as in the early morning or after sunset, and staying in the shade. And remembering which groups are at risk. Remember, even though you don't think you're at risk, you may be. Especially for those who have chronic health conditions, take medications, women who are pregnant, babies and young children, older adults, people with disabilities, people without air conditioning, athletes, and many more. Remember to also keep an eye on who's around you and ensure that they are hydrated and staying safe as well. Remember, it's times like this where we do need to be a little bit more vigilant to keep an eye on our health. July 11th, 18th, and the 25th at 2 p.m., there's a free tour of the Wisconsin Concrete Park. This is your chance to come learn all about visionary artist Fred Smith, the fascinating history of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, and the ongoing efforts to preserve and improve this unique outdoor art environment. No registration is needed, just stop by and join the tour. Once again, this is taking place, 2 p.m. July 11th, 18th, and 25th, on North 8236 Highway 13 in Phillips. A nationwide tour calling attention to cuts in Medicaid and SNAP makes a stop in Northeast Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Fair Share America is traveling the country in the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway Bus Tour, rallying against the budget bill running through the U.S. Congress right now. The tour stopped in Oshkosh Monday. Kristen Crowell is the executive director of Fair Share America, and she called out Senator Ron Johnson for wanting to cut Medicaid and SNAP benefits.
In the last several hours, Senator Johnson has offered an amendment that would cut Medicaid even deeper by $330 billion more dollars. That brings the total people that are facing losing health care in this country up to 20 million American people.
The bus tour is continuing through July 14th as it heads towards the West Coast. In addition to the Oshkosh stop, the tour also stopped in Racine on Monday. Today, it visits La Crosse.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Roger R. Krueger, age 90, of Park Falls, formerly of Teresa and Montello, died on Wednesday, June 25th, at the Waterford in Park Falls. He is survived by his six children, Sue Karcher, Rick Krueger, Cynthia Schellinger, Randy Krueger, Mary Biskobing, and Rodney Krueger, further survived by 15 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, by four great-great-grandchildren, and his sister, Eunice Ocon, and by other relatives and friends. A private service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Roger R. Krueger, age 90, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Let's play two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out last night in New York, so the two teams playing a doubleheader today at 16-9. Milwaukee, the hottest team in the National League for the month of June. I asked Sal Frelick, does he feel confident about the crew right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we kind of came together almost about a month and a half ago now, and I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball, and we fixed that pretty quickly, and good things started to happen. So as long as we can control that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
NBA, the Bucks land Pacers center Miles Turner in free agency, but release Damian Lillard. They'll pay Lillard $22.5 million per year for the next 5 years. So what does Giannis think?
Sources that relate to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. He just didn't like how it was handled. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
That's Chris Hayes of the NBA Network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 83 for a high today. Tonight, down to 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85 with another chance of scattered showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53. 98Q
Country. You have to have perspective in your life. You have to enjoy yourself. You can't work crazy all the time. And what difference does it make? You got to have enjoy yourself. You know, if you worked all the time, what would be different? Nothing. Nothing. At this point in your life, don't you realize how much you're going to affect the world? Don't you realize what you're going to accomplish? Calm down. Really. And that's all right. You don't compare yourself to the people who change the world. They're freaks. Genetic freaks. Steve Jobs, Edison, freaks. First of all, no sleep. No sleep. 3 hours of sleep a night, those guys. Three. I'm out. I need a lot of sleep. Sometimes I wake up in the morning, my first thought is, I don't think I can get a nap today. I don't even know if I'm tired. I don't even know if I slept last night. I haven't even opened my eyes. I know I peed 5 times. I don't know if I remmed out at the end. And it's not a lazy thing. It's a genetic condition. I come from a long line of nappers. The Papa family naps. My whole childhood was waking up adults to ask them stuff. They would just lay around the living room like a pile of sea lions. Dad. Can I go to Keith's house? Grandma, gotta go to Keith's house.
We're gonna party! New country
now. Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome!
98Q Country.
Hang up that red dress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starring in her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that.
Me.
a station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking this side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guy. Well, there ain't no places I'd rather be next to you sitting next to me. No, there ain't no places I'd rather be next to you next to me. There ain't no places I'd rather be next to you sitting next to me.
What day it is, huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Oh, happy hump day.
98Q Country.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California. Something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
All right, Blake Shelton there, 98Q. We've got a keyword for you this morning.
She's probably in Texas.
We've got a couple more 4-packs of tickets to the Culpeper Meriwether Circus. Yesterday's winners have been texted and notified, so if you didn't win, get the keyword to us, and we'll get that to you in just a moment here. Hold on, I gotta find it first of all, and then we'll give you a chance to win. Reality Radio, lots of good stuff in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Don't go away. Don't go away. Here's Jason Aldean, Kelly Clarkson.
I really hate to let this moment go. Touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a goodbye kiss feels like this. Don't you want to stay? Tight. Don't you wanna fall asleep with me?
fuse is lit. And so is Uncle Larry.
Pound me in the rocket bottle. Fire in the hole.
Happy 4th of July.
98Q Country.
Inside my brain, I knew right when I met you I would never be the same. But I let you take me over, girl, so I'm the one to blame. Oh, you make all my screws come loose. Got me perfectly confused. Always find a way to mess me up and drive me wild. I love the way you make me lose my mind. Lose my mind. You make me crazy and I kinda like it. You show me that apple, girl, and I wanna bite it. So crazy that I gotta have it, and I never wanna get out of this straitjacket.
Brett Eldridge here, 98Q Country, and Wednesday begins here on the second day of July. What's up? What's up? We've got a 4th of July lingering around the corner. Hopefully a little relaxation, a little time off, maybe a little shrimp on the barbie, maybe a little hot dog or burger or whatever it may be. So I hope your 4th of July weekend it has some good things going. You have my permission to plan something nice, okay? If you have nothing. If you're like, Joel, I got nothing. My family's over there. Well, then you have my permission to sit down, grab your number 2 lead pencil, think of something that maybe would bring you joy this weekend, and write it down. And let's do that. Maybe you'd like to go see the fireworks, whatever it may be. There's a lot of opportunities to do that. You know, and what's nice with the fireworks is if you just want to go and, you know, park your car and watch it, you can do that. There's a lot of opportunities to grab a brat if you don't want to cook the brat, you know, maybe someone else does, you know, all the town celebrations. There's somebody there, you know, cooking up a good bratwurst right off the grill for you. You don't have to do it yourself, you know, support a good local organization too. We will continue the discussion about the 4th of July and other activities in the 8 o'clock hour. On Reality Radio, we've got some more tickets to give away to the circus, and the key word for today is fun. F-U-N, fun! So text that to us through the Civic Media app at some point. Put that on your Android or iPhone. You tap 98Q, WCQM, text F-U-N, fun, 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 just once, and you'll be in. And we gave away not one, but 2 4-packs of tickets from yesterday, and those people have already been texted and notified. So if you didn't get that, shoot us a text again. We'll give away 2 more 4-packs of tickets. One of those might even be a 5-pack. I think I had 7. I think I had one extra one, but you'll get at least 4. And now, if you win the tickets, please keep in mind, If you get a text today or tomorrow morning, you have until 4 o'clock Thursday to pick those up here at the station. Because our offices are closed for the 4th of July Friday and, of course, closed for the weekend. So just be sure to, if you do win, don't just say, well, I'll get them on Friday. Friday's the 4th of July. I can't do that. So hopefully we can get you off to the circus. The circus is Sunday here in Park Falls, right behind the school, behind the elementary and high school in Park Falls. 9:30, you can go down for free and kind of see what happens behind the scenes and setting up and all that stuff and the animals. And then there's two shows in the afternoon. Well, good news. This was a kind of unique 24 to 36 hours for Milwaukee Buck fans because, to be honest with you, when the Bucks announced that Dame Lillard was released and they extended his money out, I kind of thought to myself, well, they haven't done anything else. This could be it. Giannis is like, I'm out. And Giannis was not real happy that the Bucks did this, that they released Dame Lillard. But yesterday, the news came out that the Bucks acquired this guy from Indiana, Miles Turner. This was a big deal. It brought a smile. It brought a social media smiley face from Giannis. Good sign for Bucks fans. So Brian Windhorst, who is an ESPN analyst, said the Pacer fans should not be happy about what happened with Miles Turner.
If I'm an Indiana Pacer right now, I'm absolutely disgusted. I am sick to my stomach. If I'm Tyrese Halliburton, I am breaking things right now. If I'm Rick Carlisle, I'm furious at just what's happened because they were unwilling to spend a little bit of luxury tax money to hold this team in place for a year when Halliburton came back to go to a team that they hate. They hate the Bucks. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a while to digest this. And if Giannis tweets later today a big smiling emoji and indicates that he is happy as a clam, the Bucks can declare a win. But I'm not sure the balance of power was changed in the Eastern Conference, even though this has been a stunning turn of events.
All right. I want to correct myself. I said that Giannis did tweet or social media to smiley face. He apparently hasn't done that yet, but he's got to be smiling a little bit. And that's a good sign. The Buck fans, we want Giannis to stay, right? Quality guy, obviously a great player. And you want him to stay. This is a sign that, the Bucks. Mike Clemens kind of indicated a couple weeks ago that the Bucks have indicated that they don't want to rebuild. They don't want to do that. And this is kind of leaning toward that. And not only do you get a guy in Miles Turner who's really good player, maybe not a true number two, probably more of a number three, but if you get a, you know, if you get a Bobby Portis and you get a Miles Turner and whoever else fills in there that are all, you know, good number threes or fours, maybe that balances out the fact that you don't have a player like Dame Lillard at a number two because you're not going to be able to replace Dame Lillard and what he is at this point. But it's a good sign for the Bucks that I'm now flipping a little bit. I thought as recently as yesterday, I thought Giannis would be gone, maybe to the Knicks, and now I'm back. I'm back thinking I'm about 90% that Giannis is going to be a Milwaukee Buck next year. I think you got to like this. Anything else from this yesterday? The guy from Chris Haynes, NBA TV, talked a little bit about Giannis's tweet about Dame Lillard being gone. Let's listen to this here.
Sources that relate to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. And he just didn't like how it was handled. And so, you know, Giannis, this whole offseason, since this season ended, he's been, you know, weighing his options and trying to figure out what he is going to do, trying to navigate his future. And you know, this is just one more thing added to the equation in which he's seeing that there are some, you know, suspect things happening or the way that they are happening. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
Chris Haynes, NBA TV there, but that was before the Miles Turner pickup. So we'll see what happens. Our guy, Mike Clemens, he's on it. What else do we have here today? Reality Radio comes up after 8 o'clock this morning. I know I've talked rather extensively, maybe too much. I'm kind of even getting tired of hearing myself talk about the influx of robins into my yard, which I'm fine with. They're very pleasant birds. They don't swoop at you. They see you. They're like, okay, I'm going to go over here. The most pleasant of birds. But the robins have definitely earmarked my house as like an elite, I don't know, like a 5-star hotel for robins. I've got a nice little bird bath, little cement bird bath, and we usually refresh the water in there every couple of days. And I have a nice quiet backyard. I've got bird seed, all that stuff. And the word is spread. And I say that because in past years, we've had one robin's nest around our house. We have eaves over our house that go out about 18, 24 inches. They go out quite a ways. So it's a good place for a robin to build a nest under those eaves where the gutter is and stuff. And in past years, we've had one. Now, this year, we've had 4 nests being built at various places around our house. One was like in a spot where you just don't want a nest. So we kiboshed that right away. And the robins respected that. The second additional nest was in a spot that I was all right with. It was, dropping some droppings that I didn't want, but I left it alone. All right. So the third additional one was right outside my wife's, right outside of our bedroom window. And the birds are there in the morning. They're flying and they're clanking. And so my wife's like, that one's got to come down. And the robins had actually already hatched out of there. They already hatched. So we took the nest down. 2 days later, unbeknownst to us, the nest was back and back. I don't know if they went and picked up the one that we took down, or I didn't check that out, or if they just, it's amazing how fast these birds can rebuild a nest. And then the other day, we found another one that's not even on the house. It's in a tree. So we have 5 robin's nests, all with them just, literally the width of a house. And I'm all right with it, but I'm just a little bit baffled why it went from 1 to 5. And I think it's the same birds. I think they're developers. I don't think it's like 10 birds, 10 robins that are doing this. I think it's one robin, and I think they're I think they may be subcontracting. There may have been an engineer. I saw one robin with what looked to be like one of those yellow construction vests, that the guys wear out there. I think pretty sure. And one even had a whistle, I believe. It may have just been the robins singing, but they're wonderful birds. I love robins. But I'm just baffled as to why all of a sudden my house has gone from just one simple little robin's nest to just, I'm looking around, and literally they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I guess I should feel honored, right? At least they're not the red wing blackbirds. Those can be kind of nasty. We got some of those around our radio station here. Those can be very protective of their area. And we've got your other typical ones, the nuthatches, and my wife knows all the names of them. I ask her like every other day, what's that on the bird feeder? We don't have any of the fancy ones. We have a couple cardinals that once in a while we'll duck in. We got some hummingbirds that hang around every once in a while. No hummingbird. I don't do hummingbird feeders, but we've got enough flowers where the hummingbirds are hanging around for that also. All right, so it's a wonderful problem to have, and hopefully where you are, you're able to enjoy Mother Nature and everything that goes with it, and the mosquitoes and all that fun stuff. We have Reality Radio coming up after 8. Lots of local stuff to talk about. Our keyword for circus tickets is fun, F-U-N, fun. Get that to us sometime today for your chance to win some a 4-pack of circus tickets for Sunday. Tomorrow, I want to warn you, tomorrow we're going to give away tickets to the Brewers and Dodgers. Brewers and Dodgers are playing on Monday at AmFam Field. Yeah, the Dodgers are Shohei Ohtani and the whole thing there, so that'd be kind of cool. So we're going to get you, I'm trying to figure out if this is 2 tickets or 4 tickets for Monday, July 7th. I've got a 2-pair, so we'll give away 2-pair of tickets. So check your schedule and see if Monday works for you to go to the Brewers and Dodgers. If it does, tune in tomorrow morning. We'll give you a chance to text in a keyword to try and win those. That would be that'd be a good one to go to. Shohei Ohtani is a generational player, very special. So we'll do that tomorrow, but circus tickets are today. FUN Fun, text that to us now. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports at 7:38. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives now has the budget mega bill that narrowly passed the Senate on Tuesday. Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident it will pass and soon be on President Trump's desk. Brian Kohberger expected in court today to change his not guilty plea to guilty in the murder of four University of Idaho students in 2022. ABC legal analyst Shanna Lloyd says he is expected to get four life sentences without the possibility of parole.
The prosecution and the defendant are going to agree to the terms. Once this agreement is reached, it still has to be submitted to the judge, and the judge must approve it. If the judge does not find that it's satisfactory, he can reject the plea deal. And so that's what this hearing is for.
Back at it today in New York, the jury in hip-hop mogul Sean Combs' trial. Jurors telling the judge they have decided on four of the five counts. Lululemon is suing Costco, alleging the company is producing nearly identical clothing products and selling them for a fraction of the price. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. During these nice months, it's important to remember to keep an eye out for motorcyclists. Some tips include remembering to share the road, not the lane, because although it may look like there's enough room in a single lane for both an automobile and a motorcycle, you should remember the motorcycle needs the room to maneuver safely. This does include slowing down and increasing your following distance so that the motorcycle has enough space to do what it needs to do. Also remember that what may be a minor annoyance to a person in a vehicle could be a major hazard to a motorcyclist. These include potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, groove pavement, and more. Another tip is remembering to look in all directions during left turns. Motorcycle crashes involving another motor vehicle continue to account for nearly half of all motorcyclist fatalities in the United States. Before you turn left, remember to look for oncoming traffic, especially motorcycles, because they are smaller than you are, and it's easier to miss them. Be sure to check your blind spots as well, because as mentioned, motorcycles do have a smaller profile, so they can blend into blind spots much easier than other vehicles. These are only a few tips to keep in mind, but remember, it's not just you on the road out there. Keep your eyes open, pay attention, and put your phone down. Thursday, July 10th at 4 p.m., over at the Center Building at the back of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, there's a sound bath experience. This event is a form of sound healing where you're surrounded by a variety of instruments such as crystal singing bowls, rain sticks, a gong, crystal chimes and rattles, which create vibrations to promote relaxation, balance, and well-being. Be sure to bring a yoga mat, a bolster, a pillow, or a blanket. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, July 10th at 4 p.m. in the Center Building at the back of the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. The cost is $10 per person. Fireworks can be a blast, but they can also ruin the fun if someone gets hurt and are no fun at all for those sensitive to loud, unexpected noises. Melissa Kay has more.
Tens of thousands of people were treated in emergency departments last year in the U.S. for fireworks-related injuries. Eric Mackey, MD, an Aspirus emergency medicine physician, said they see a lot of burn injuries from fireworks.
One of the most common things that causes burns is sparklers. They are fun, and I know everybody enjoys them at this time of year, but they burn at an extremely high temperature, and even when the firework has completed, the residual stick from the sparkler remains very hot.
Mackey said firecrackers that explode can cause serious injuries.
Those can have more devastating impacts.
An important safety strategy involves making sure children are supervised appropriately and that an adult is the one igniting the fireworks. You should never place any part of your body directly over the firework when lighting the fuse.
The other thing we commonly see are eye-related injuries from burning embers or portions of fireworks that find their way into the eye.
Along with the more than 14,000 people treated in ERs last year, there were also 11 deaths.
Some of the other high-risk things are, again, the much more explosive firecracker and even more explosive type of fireworks designed primarily to make loud bang.
And those loud bangs can have a devastating effect on our pets and on our military veterans who have survived combat. If you have a neighbor who is a combat veteran, please be courteous when shooting off fireworks. Consider letting them know, especially if you will be lighting them off prior to the 4th of July or after.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Let's play two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out last night in New York, so the two teams playing a doubleheader today at 16-9. Milwaukee, the hottest team in the National League for the month of June. I asked Sal Frelick, does he feel confident about the crew right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we kind of came together almost about a month and a half ago now, and I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball, and we fixed that pretty quickly, and good things started to happen. So as long as we can control that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
NBA, the Bucks land Pacers center Miles Turner in free agency, but release Damian Lillard. They'll pay Lillard $22.5 million per year for the next 5 years. So what does Giannis think?
Sources that relate to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. He just didn't like how it was handled. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
That's Chris Hayes of the NBA Network with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Aspirus. Their mission, they heal, promote health, and strengthen communities. Their vision, they create healthy, thriving communities, trusted and engaged above all others.
This 4th of July, fire up your freedom and your appetite at Chuck's Little Station in Prentice, Wisconsin. Chuck will sass ya, Susie's got the gas, and Jennifer's award-winning pizzas will blow your taste buds to fireworks heaven, starting at 6:30 a.m. daily. No pay at the pump nonsense. Come in and say hi. They've got homemade bakery, Italian beef Thursdays, breakfast sandwiches, live bait, and more. Proudly family-owned for 13 years. Find them at Highway 8 and County Road A, Chuck's Little Station. Get your sass with your gas in Prentice, Wisconsin.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
Play at the lake that pays all year round. Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines and tables in the North Woods. Place your winning bets at any one of our new DraftKings sports betting kiosks. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and earn up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches slots app for free online games. Then satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Winning's more fun at the lake.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building and your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you gonna do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
98Q Country.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 83 for a high today. Tonight, down to 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85 with another chance of scattered showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
98Q Country.
I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Oh, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired. The house is on.
All right, Trace Adkins still paying those high energy bills. 98Q, F-U-N, fun. Fun is a key word to win four tickets to the Culpeper Meriwether Circus this Sunday, and the tickets are good for any age, anybody. It's a general admission ticket. So get that texted to us, fun, F-U-N, fun, and we'll give you a shot to be a winner here with 98Q Country. I think I may go out and swing the club a little bit this afternoon. Yeah. We'll see how that goes. I golfed once so far this year, but I got to get a few more rounds in before the NCCU Golf Classic, which is just a couple weeks from Saturday. But I golfed once, and I golfed surprisingly well, and I was afraid to go out again because I knew it wasn't going to get any better. But I think the boy and I are going to go out and maybe lace it up a little bit this afternoon. We'll find out tomorrow how that goes. We have a lot to talk about, so we'll get to all that stuff on Reality Radio. That's just ahead for you after 8 o'clock.
This 4th of July, fire up your appetite at Burgers Bar & Grill in Phillips. Celebrate America's birthday with their legendary Friday fish fry. Cod, perch, or walleye, hot and crispy. Saturday, enjoy prime rib grilled to perfection. With 30 specialty burgers and nightly specials every day but Wednesday, there's something for every Patriots plate. Great food, cold drinks, and all-American flavor await. Burgers Bar & Grill, next to A&W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Red, white, and true blue delicious all weekend long.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild world. It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Jiggle with giraffes, see if you can make a hyena laugh. Flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets, poker with penguins, what a treat. Laugh out loud, cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Get ready for the camping season with help from Bader Sports Center. They have tents, sleeping bags, cookware, and outdoor games to make your camping adventures comfortable and enjoyable. And to help ward off Wisconsin's unofficial state bird, the mosquito, pick up Thermacell appliances and repellent refills, as well as a full line of repellent sprays from Coleman. Whether you're a backwoods tent camper or a campground glamper, Bader's has what you need to make your time in Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods fun and relaxing. Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Celebrate the 4th of July with Heckman Auction and Estate Sales. Don't miss the Joseph Auction in Mercer. Online bidding is happening now and ends Sunday, July 6th. The first lot starts closing at 7 p.m. with hundreds more to follow. Special in-person preview Saturday, July 5th from 10 to 1 at 2136 County Highway G in Mercer. Over 1,000 items up for bid, including a John Deere 425 garden tractor, a kayak, lumber, furniture, coins, tools, and more. Visit HeckmanAuction.com or download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Breaker break 1-9, here's the big G. I got her on the double nickel, rolling on 13, star spangled and chrome shine, heading for the village pit stop, top hill and butternut.
Got the big 10 full, big G, this year shaking my rings Thursday, Uncle Sam and a fireworks show. I'm running low on a grandpa's potato salad on a picnic.
Then for a shaky, just ease that rig in for some lotion, hydraulic valve, grocery snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time.
That's the spot, the village pit stop at Highway 13 and butternut. Stock up, fuel up, and roll on.
Big salute to our military vets and truckers. The village pit stop open daily till 8. Light it up and then roll on.
A&W Restaurant, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, salutes our brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help our soldiers by donating blood. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood for our soldiers. This message is courtesy of Joan and the staff at A&W Restaurant, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Serving our community with quality and pride. A&W Restaurant, on the air, because they care.
98Q Country.
Gonna be a wild ride when it comes to loving you.
I'll show you how a real bad boy can be a real good man.
Here we go.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A partial verdict has been decided in Sean Combs' trial, but the jury cannot agree on the racketeering charge, so they'll be back at it this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
The eight-man, four-woman jury...